You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back. I am rejoined by Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
Fun stuff today. Yep. And this is the time of year a lot of people want to do some work to their house.
Inside work.
Especially inside work. Good time for inside work.
Yes.
Stay out of the outdoors. All right. So but when you look at, you know, is it worth it or not? And like your parents are looking to sell their house and they're, mm-hmm. they're trying to figure out what renovations they need to do to be able to sell it.
Right.
But before you do that, you really have to know what's the return on investment.
Correct. It's super important to be able to figure that out.
And so let's be specific on what we even mean by return on investment. Mm-hmm. So let's say you want to do a job to your house. It's going to cost you $10,000 to do the job. Mm-hmm. Or actually, let's say a kitchen.
Okay.
Frequently, a kitchen may cost you about $25,000. That's actually a low-end kitchen, though.
Yeah.
Let's say you spend $25,000. Is it going to increase your value by $25,000? Okay. So what's the return on investment? So you know, let's actually start to go through some of the most popular ones, and let's take this in order, Tammy, mm-hmm. on what are the best return on investment.
Yeah, let's go with the best, and then
all the
we'll
way
go
down
with the
to
worst.
The worst return on investment. Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. So the best. Let's talk about that. So one of the things that they by the way, we were getting this information, and I'll have a link on our website. It's called Renovation ROI. So just take a look at the infographic.
Yeah, visit smartwithyourmoney.com and you'll be able to see this infographic, and we'll have some links on there where you can see some of the data behind the numbers we're
going to
tell
you. Yeah, some of the breakdown, right. So the first one is the entry door, actually, the replacement door. So there's several different things out there. So you're going to see a standard steel door, which is just pretty much plain Jane. Sometimes has a little eyebrow window on the top of it, but it's going to be just a plain old steel door. And you can actually get your return on investment on that. They're saying 101.8% return on investment. So you're making money on the deal.
Well, and that's really the only one on the list that's over 100%, because the goal would be at least 100% return on investment. So whatever you put in, it increases the value that much. And out of the research, none of the jobs do except for a new steel door.
A new steel door. So now there's other doors like the fiberglass doors. Those are the ones that you're going to go to that have some character to them. Maybe
or the grand entrance fiberglass.
Well,
too.
That's usually with an eyebrow. The side windows and the upper window and all that kind of stuff.
So those go down instead of 101% return on a steel door.
Those
goes down
to
a 72% return on fiberglass and a 67.6% return on a grand entrance. Now, let's be specific on this, because here's I think where I have to differentiate in my own head. The reason the return investment is so good on steel doors is because it's cheap.
Yeah, steel doors are plainer.
Well, it's low price. It's not that it's cheaply made. It's just that it's low price.
It's just a lower price, right.
So you don't have to see your value increase very much to offset that cost.
Right.
Where if you put a really expensive door in, your value has to go up a lot to offset the
cost. It would have to. But, I mean, a lot of people are looking at that as a curb appeal when they pull up and they see a grand entry. So that's what you got to figure out, is what your neighborhood is going for, because you don't want to have this grand entry and you're the only house in the neighborhood with it. That's where your return on investment may not pay off. It's hard to say. So you really have to do some research on it.
All right. Next one on the list, Tammy, was installing a new fireplace.
Mm-hmm. I like that idea. I think a fireplace, people love built-ins and they love fireplaces. It's something that's a focal point, especially in a living room or a family room area. It's it makes it homier.
That's a 91% return on investment by installing a new fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Number three on the list.
This is my favorite, which is next on my to-do list, is a kitchen remodel. The kitchen is basically, I remember something before Martha Stewart went to jail. Sorry, I have to slide that in. She made a comment that the kitchen is the heart of the home. And for some reason that stuck with me. And if the kitchen is clean, I don't know if you ladies out there can hear me on this, or men too. When the kitchen is clean, it feels like your whole house is clean. And when it's organized, it feels like your whole house is organized. So that plays true to me, and I don't know if it's because I heard it or if I really have lived by it, but it is a big deal. I like the idea of a remodeled kitchen, making everything more efficient.
So a remodeled kitchen has an 85% return on investment. Okay, and let's talk real quick about that, because here's where I think it gets tricky. Okay, number one reason people end up remodeling their kitchen is because it's out of date.
The appliances are not efficient anymore.
69% of people that remodel the kitchen is because it's out of date.
Right.
A more efficient layout is 26% of people. It's the next one. More storage is 15%. It goes on down from there. So being out of date is the number one thing. So here's what you have to consider is if you redo the kitchen now so you can enjoy it, but you're not going to sell for a period of time. Okay, if you're going to sell within the next 5 years, it's probably fine. But let's say it's going to be maybe at least 10 years down the road. Well, now all of a sudden, your kitchen's not new anymore.
That's true.
So if you live there long enough, the kitchen that you remodel will be out of date at some point. So you kind of have to figure out how to time that.
That is true.
To take advantage of it. And I think you have to be wise. You know, you have to be smart with your money.
How much you're going
to put into it. Right? Yeah, be smart with your money with it. If you're in a really high-end neighborhood, then you kind of have to do the expensive appliances, the Viking appliances, the you know, Woof, the Sub-Zeros.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. A lot of the really expensive
countertops
appliances.
Is probably the number one thing people replace. And that, as long as you pick a fairly neutral color, I don't think that's going to be too bad. But, you know, like you said, everything else, you got to really weigh that out.
Okay, so what's next on the list, Tammy?
Turning an attic into a bedroom. So
this is only applicable in certain styles of houses.
True, right.
But it's, you know, that's an average cost of about $48,000.
That's what we were figuring out, because the way they have this graphic is the, you know, you have to reinforce your floor. That's a big deal, because you can't just assume that it's just because it has trusses up there and all that it's going to be joist.
Right.
Seven.
There's a lot of little steps to it, but it's a, you know, to do that, it's an 83% return investment. Still decent return investment, and you're going to do that in many cases because you want the use of it. You want
Definitely.
The extra bedroom.
Right.
So if you can do it and you have the extra bedroom, here's some of the math that you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's say you get an 83% return investment, and if it's an average cost of $48,000, okay, so that means that if it's on $48,000, I'm getting my calculator real quick here.
Click, click.
That means that you're going to lose about $8,100. Okay, that you're not going to recover when you resell the home.
Okay.
So let's say you redo this bedroom so that your kid can stay in it, and you're going to own this house for another 10 years. So now that $8,100 is amortized over the 10 years you own the house, that it's cost you about $800 a year, and that's the math that you have to do. So now, is that, you know, is it worth an extra $800 a year for you to have that extra bedroom is what you have to ask.
Yes.
And you have to do that with any one of these things where the return investment
really
is less than what it costs you to do it.
Right. So the next one is siding replacement. This is a big, kind of a big deal, because there's vinyl siding, there's the fiber cement siding out there, and there's the foam-backed vinyl siding. So the one that actually comes up with the biggest return on investment was the fiber cement siding.
84.3%.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, we had an investment property that we did, and it had the old
Masonite
siding, and you know, it cracks and it breaks down.
It pulls in the water.
Right, the water holds.
Had the huge recall on it, but it's still out there on a lot of properties.
Correct.
Where they got a settlement but never replaced the siding.
Right, and so you got to figure out, you know, what your costs are and what you're going to replace that siding with for. But it does help the curb appeal. So,
in case you just joined us, you're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1. We're talking about renovation return on investment. So renovation ROI. We've gone through the best return on investment. Now let's go through some of the worst ones, Tammy.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Master
Suite Edition. This is the one that everybody really thinks that this is where you should dump your money into it. And if you do a full blown out addition, what was the numbers we were talking about?
Okay, so the average cost to do that's $236,000. So we're not talking about changing,
remodeling
something. We're actually talking about, here would be a common occurrence, because people love a main floor master. So a two-story home, okay, where you have a second floor master, now you want to go ahead and do a main floor master. So you do an entire addition off the side of your house. Average cost about $236,000. And that's going to be a really, really nice
one.
That's
a huge addition.
But you're talking about building a whole bedroom, a big walk-in closet,
This is a 32 by 20 foot addition is what they're kind of basing it off of.
You could spend over $50,000 on a master bath very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one where now that master suite addition, the return on investment for that isn't so good.
No, it's 53.7% is what you're going to get back for whatever you put into it. So whether or not you do this 32 by 20 foot addition or not, that number is going to give you about 53.7% return on investment.
Yep, not that good.
Not as good as a steel door.
No, definitely not. All right, let's keep moving. So
another sunroom.
Sunroom addition is next. And you know, that's one that keeps going down. I mean, we're down to 48.5% return on investment for doing a sunroom.
Right. I mean, it's really popular in Florida.
I'm sure it is.
But up here, not so much.
All right. Next is a home office remodel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's only a 50% return on investment for home office remodel.
Right. Because, I mean, what they're basing that off is they figure about 2% of U.S. workers actually work from home. And so, again, this is when Doug and I were talking about this a little bit about, you know, if it is something that is of value to you, as long as you are getting your use out of it, that's when you have to decide if it's worth it or not. Because the typical person in an office remodel, if you're not using it more than 50% of the time, then it may not be worth it.
Next one on the list of the bad return investment is the upscale garage addition. People spend a lot of money on this.
Yeah, you really can. You can spend a lot, that's for sure. I would love an upscale garage.
Right, so a mid-range garage addition is a 64% return mm-hmm. investment, but an upscale garage addition is only a 54% return investment.
Does that mean that there's a man cave in it? Is that what the upscale garage? Because I just wonder. Big screen TV, couch.
I think I've driven by a few of those upscale garages. Does it come with the cars that are inside of it?
Maybe
so. Is that what makes it upscale?
Maybe so.
All right. Next on the list, window replacement.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly, is at the bottom of their list.
Yeah, that kind of surprised me because we have a 25-year-old home and it is time for some new windows. Air that comes through those.
Actually, you know what? They have it at the bottom of the list, but it's actually not the worst return investment. Mm-hmm. It's 77% is return investment for the windows. Now, definitely is going to vary by the area you live in because mm-hmm. of the energy, not only how hot or cold it is, but then also what are the energy prices in your area.
Okay. So
whether you have electric or gas and what those prices are. So in the Missouri area, you know, Missouri and Illinois, it's pretty low.
Yeah, we're the highest out of. Well, no, we're not the highest. The northeast is the highest in savings on that, on the return on investment. We're about the middle.
So some of that's going to be, do you want...
It's interesting.
Just, get rid of the draftiness of your house. I can understand each of those approaches to it. So if you want to download this, I would advise downloading it just to be able to evaluate the next investment you're going to make when you renovate your house. If you want to download it, visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. And look for renovation ROI. Coming up, we're going to be talking about how to sell your home in the wintertime. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.